But welcome to the home of explanations. You've got more than money. You've got Gene Dickinson, your host, your personal financial advisor. 780 years of experience at your service this morning. How can that be, you ask? It's a mystery. It's one of life's great mysteries. There's a lot of life's great mysteries. There's a lot of those. Loch Ness Monster. That's cool. Bigfoot. I've seen John's boots. Pretty close. Just kidding. Jeez. Wow. Apparently I crossed the line there. Good morning. You've got more than money. You've got Gene Dickinson, your host. You have the opportunity for the next couple of hours to improve your financial picture and get your questions asked and answered, make observations, and I'll correct them for you and do all that in probably the nicest possible setting that you will have this morning. Certainly available our award-winning top-rated book. The ratings books are out. We are the top-rated financial show on WAEB Saturday mornings at 8 o'clock. I'm a little emotional, I got to admit. And the whole idea is, there's going to be a big award. There's probably going to be a banquet. Gosh. You know what, John, if you do me a favor, just tell everybody, please, don't do that. Don't make a big deal out of it. Welcome. If you are a loyal listener to More Than Money, you know that this silly way that we start is just a silly way that we start, just to have a little bit of fun and make the transition from the super serious rescue show, where everything's about super serious stuff. Nah, come on. It's Bobby Gunter Walsh. And transition to answering questions about your investments, about your income taxes, about your estate planning, about your businesses, giving you observations, obviously, about the markets and about 401ks and IRAs and Roth IRAs, about wills and trusts, about executors, executrixes. Sounds naughty, but it's a proper word, I'm telling you. Trusts and living wills, starting, running, liquidating businesses. It's all up for grabs, and it's very, very easy to access. We're going to give you three different ways that you can get your questions asked and answered, and we'll do that right now. You can call. That's the old school. That's the tried and true method. You talk to the lovely and talented Bigfoot John Elliott. John Bigfoot Elliott. Hey, that sounds pretty cool, dude. Actually, that has a ring to it. All you need to do is call 610-720-7900, and, of course, you can send me an email, gene@askmtm.com, G-E-N-E, @askmtm.com. If you are further afield, or somebody that you care about is further afield, but they have access to the Internet, we are bi-coastal. Again, sounds naughty. Totally legit. We are coast to coast and north and south. All you need to do is log on to our website, morethanmoneyonline.com, and hit the Listen Live button. And if you have a question, hit the Ask Gene button. You are fully engaged in our show this morning. 610-720-7900. And as John will tell you, we always are very grateful to the very first caller, the pump primer, as we refer to them, because your calls, your agenda, your questions, you're not part of the show. You're the heart of the show. You're the reason that we're here. You're the reason that at dark 30, we jump out of bed and head over here and do the very best we can to serve you. A quick email, and this is one I know I can do quickly because I don't know the answer. One of our most loyal listeners writes, this week both my husband and I got small amounts of money from Social Security. Calling Social Security was unsuccessful. The person I was directed to neither answered the phone nor responded to the message I left. What is this money for? I'm aware that Social Security has announced a small cost of living increase. That's a good thing. I'm unaware whether that would be related to this deposit. Not sure at all. our Social Security expert extraordinaire, Mr. Mark Basak, not being with us this morning, but he may be out and about. If he does, perhaps he can give us a shout or shoot us an email and let us know what may or may not be going on. Judith, if we don't get that answered this morning, we'll get that answered absolutely by Monday and get that question to you. So I'm assuming. What's that? No, I'm not assuming room temperature. I'm very healthy. Thank you very much. Within reason. That was actually yours. Well played. What was I assuming? Oh, I'm assuming. See that? He throws me off. I am assuming that if these folks got a small deposit from their Social Security into their checking account from Social Security, other folks did as well. So let's see if we can, we'll dig to the bottom of that and figure that out, and we'll get an answer for you for sure. 610-720-7900, gene@askmtm.com, morethanmoneyonline.com. Our More Than Money newsletter, freshly written. You get a chance to look at that, I'm guessing. Pretty good. Actually, I think it's really good. There's a lot of meat on the bone, as they say. That should be hitting the streets on Tuesday. If you receive that by email, via email, then you should receive it Tuesday. If you receive that by snail mail, I'm quite certain that sometime this side of Christmas you should get that. So hopefully that will give you some insight as to how we feel about a number of things going on. But you'll see. If you're not currently receiving our newsletter, all you have to do is ask. Send me an email, gene@askmtm.com, and we'll get you squared away. 610-720-7900 is the number that Chuck called. Chuck, good morning, sir.
Hey, how you doing, Gene? Top of the morning to you.
And to you, sir. God bless. How may we serve you?
Well, I know a guy who's investing in municipal bonds, and he swears that this is the best, safest, tax-free investment you can get into. But I've never heard you talk about it.
We rarely do talk about municipal bonds. Municipal bonds, there's no question that they can be safe, that they can be an attractive investment, that they can be valuable to an investment portfolio if they meet certain criterion, if they meet certain needs of the investor. To be perfectly fair, one of the reasons we don't talk about them a great deal is that the vast majority of our clients and vast majority of our audience are saving for retirement, and particularly using retirement plans, IRAs, 401ks, 403bs, etc., for those savings. Tax-free bonds inside of retirement plans makes no sense because municipal bonds in general pay a lower rate of return than you could expect in corporate bonds or taxable treasuries, logically, because they are income tax free. But if you hold anything inside an IRA, a 401k, a 403b, etc., those earnings are tax deferred. So for the vast majority of our audience and our clients, municipal bonds don't really fit. The other reason I don't get too excited about municipal bonds is that despite your friend's assurance to you that they are extremely safe, they can be, or they can be extremely risky. It was not many years ago that a Harrisburg bond went bankrupt. $3 or $4 million of client money or investor money was gone. And it is not unheard of for municipalities to default on bonds. So municipal bonds, are they worthy? They absolutely are if they fit the client need. And if the client need, in order for it to be appropriate, number one, they'd have to be need very modest rates of return, be willing to hold these bonds for a long period of time. Number three, be in a very high income tax bracket so that the tax-free nature actually has some value to it. Most importantly, though, is that having a low rate of return fits their needs, that they're okay with earning a very modest rate of return.
Okay. Well, that just about nails it. I appreciate it.
Oh, no. I appreciate your call very much, Chuck. You take care.
Enjoy your day.
God bless. Chuck is absolutely right. And he must be a very good, loyal, long-term listener, because when he says we don't talk about municipal bonds very often, we don't. So it's not like he's taking a guess. He's absolutely spot on. We don't. It's not a topic that lots of our clients are interested in. It is not a topic that we shy away from. It's just not one that kind of pops up a lot. It's kind of like a bankruptcy. You want to talk about bankruptcy? We don't talk about that a lot because it simply doesn't come up for our client base, for our audience, to any degree at all. Just this past week, I spent some time with a wonderful young woman who really is committed to getting her financial life on track. And I recommended that this will be a huge surprise to John. He's never heard this before. I recommended Financial Peace University by Dave Ramsey. Yeah, strange. Huh? Absolutely the best material created, in my opinion. Certainly the best that I have seen in terms of helping people get kind of back on track. If you've kind of strayed off and your debts have piled up and you're not exactly sure how to get from point A to point B, Financial Peace University is fantastic. We don't talk a great deal about how to dig out of debt on More Than Money because, A, it's not a topic that's very often asked about by our audience, and it's a topic that's rarely questioned in our office. But when we do, we try to go to the experts at not unlike turning to Mark Basak to talk about Social Security. Do I know a lot about Social Security? Not compared to Mark. So if you get a chance, always go to the best. 610-720-7900. Gene at askmtm.com, morethanmoneyonline.com. Greg, if you could pull that clock just a little bit towards you so I can see the whole. Perfect. Thank you so much. How about those stock markets? John didn't notice. Woo! What an interesting week we had had for a lot of folks. Yeah, interesting is about the best that we need to go, about as deep as we need. Yeah, it was interesting. Let's move along. Excellent. A couple days in a row, minus 1,000 points, and yesterday plus 300 points. That's just on the Dow. Volatility pretty noticeable. And again, for most folks, a minor annoyance. For some folks, sky is falling. Who was that, Chicken Little? I'm shocked I know that because I have no clue. What is Chicken Little anyway? It's in the same category as Bigfoot, only on the other end of the spectrum. Okay, very good. All right, I got you. And for some folks, this past week was a gut check. And if you found yourself long about Thursday night after the 1,000-point drop going, you know what, I'm not sure I can sleep tonight, then your investments are likely in the wrong spot. So this actually might have been a very good kind of trial run, kind of a fire drill for you. Do I believe that the stock market is poised to crater? No, I have no reason to believe that. Do I believe the stock market's going to drop? Absolutely. That's a guarantee. I'm not allowed to use guarantee very often. That's a guarantee. I have no idea when, and I have no idea how far it's going to drop. But I know it will. And if you're 60 years old and you're planning your retirement, I know it will for you 3 or 4 or 5 more times before you exit this green planet and head off to someplace far better. It's absolutely going to happen. Don't know when, don't know how deep, don't have psychic abilities. I got psychotic abilities. But I think you already suspected. I think all my good friends suspected. Goodness gracious. Bottom line is if you found yourself Thursday night going, I can't sleep. I can't keep dinner. I don't want to eat dinner. I've lost my appetite. The market's down 1,000 points. You're in the wrong investments. Or you're in the right investments, but you don't know it. Or you're in the right investments, you do know it, but you don't believe it. Or it, and no matter how you kind of mix and match, it's not a good thing. It's not a good thing. Now, is it perfectly reasonable to see the stock market drop 1,000 points on the Dow and go, wonder what's going on? Absolutely. That's perfectly reasonable. If you've got a good relationship with your financial advisor, is it perfectly reasonable to pick up the phone and go, anything I should know? Of course it is. That's absolutely a reasonable thing to do. No question about it. Panic? I can't sleep. I can't eat. Yep, you're in the wrong investments. It's pretty straightforward stuff. 610-720-7900, gene@askmtm.com, morethanmoneyonline.com. You can't go wrong as a radio host when you get an email with the subject line, mental or other incapacitation. That's fascinating. That caught my attention immediately. Actually, it felt a little more like an accusation than a question. But a good friend of ours writes, can you talk about incapacitation in one or more of one or both of a joint account owners? Is the durable power of attorney what we need? Can you briefly explain that? Is that a separate document or does it need to be a codicil to our wills, which contains a trust? Thanks. Very reasonable question, and one that not enough people think about. Let's talk about joint accounts in general. My wife and I have a joint account. I'm incapacitated. Can she still sign checks and process transactions? Sure. My partner and I have a joint account. We're not joint tenants, rights of survivor. We're not spouses. We're partners. And I'm incapacitated. Can he or she sign on my behalf? That's a very different question. And the answer is likely no. The answer is likely no. So if you wish to continue to be able to transact business within an account, if you are joint owners without being married, then yes, a power of attorney is exactly the document that you need. We have heard rumors. It hasn't happened often, but we've been told, hey, we had this joint account. I went to the bank. My husband's incapacitated, and the bank said, we can't help you. In several of those cases, doesn't happen often. We've suspected that that was simply a misinterpretation on the part of the banker. When pressed a little bit, that ended up working out just fine. So husband and wife, do you need a power of attorney in order to access a joint account? In my opinion, no. Do you need a power of attorney in order to transact business on behalf of your spouse if it's in the spouse's name alone? Yeah, you do. Yeah, there are a lot of folks who believe that once you become married that you have control over everybody else's accounts. Ooh, no, that's not how that works. And with lots of Americans on their second marriage, with lots of Americans second or more marriage, right? And lots of folks in our senior years, lots of our clients who are in their senior years, and for all the right reasons, gosh, they lost a spouse years ago perhaps, And then they found one, and it's fabulous. But in many cases, they keep their finances separate. Many cases. So just because you're married, does that give you control over your spouse's accounts? No, absolutely not. So power of attorney. Yes. Now, the question about is it a codicil to the will? No, specifically, it is not. Your will, gosh, the only word that came to my head was blossoms. That sounded a little bit airy-fairy around somebody's dying. It blossoms when you're dead. No, it comes to fruition, which is nicer, but still sounds kind of, it goes into effect. There we go. It comes alive at the point you're dead. All right, that sounded rude. Your will has no function, it has no power until you're gone. So you don't want a codicil to a will and to be a tool to be used for incapacitation. Now, let's talk about incapacitation. And even though I really enjoyed the subject line, mental, because I'm feeling like I fit the bill this morning. Incapacitation comes in lots of forms. And far more now, it seems to me, than it was in previous generations. Number one, I think we're living longer. Number two, I think there are a lot of things that are going on in terms of cognitive issues that either we didn't recognize previously or they're just more prevalent. And as a result, having a power of attorney, a durable power of attorney, very, very important. All of the quality estate planning attorneys that you will meet, all of them will tell you that planning your estate is not a document. It's not, hey, I got to get my will done. They will tell you it is a package of documents. Indeed, exactly. Amen, brother. Gotcha. Hallelujah. You got to get a will. You may or may not need a trust. That's a different question, but you may or may not need a trust. You will absolutely need a power of attorney, and you will almost inevitably need a medical directive. It's a packet of documents. So, all right, very, very good question. I hope I helped a little bit. If not, of course, we'll get our heads together, and we'll figure that out. 610-720-7900. Gene@askmtm.com. Just a couple minutes before our first break, I've got some housekeeping items to take care of. Although I am quite convinced she will not hear this morning. My youngest daughter, Megan, celebrated her 21st birthday yesterday. Exactly. Thank you. Thank you so much. Lots of well wishes, lots of prayers. Thank you so much. Very, very nice indeed. For those of you that were in the More Than Money World headquarters in the Holy Lands between Bethlehem and Nazareth this past summer, you may very well have gotten to meet Megan as she spent some time working with us on our marketing side and continues to work even though she's at Susquehanna. Electrons being the miracles that they are, she's able to get a lot of work done and does great, great work for us. So the next time that you see Megan, give her a hey, happy birthday and well wishes. That's very much appreciated. Diane's travel overseas continues. If all things happen according to plan, she'll fly back very late Sunday night. And again, your prayers for her safe travel are much appreciated. I will tell you that up to this point, the reports that we've been getting are that she and Ann have had a wonderful time. They've seen some magnificent spots. And again, your prayers for her safe return are much appreciated. For those of you that were up at Hager's last Saturday morning, we got to say hi. I don't know about you, I ate a lot of French toast. French toast made from peach bread. It's bad stuff. By all reports, Hager had one of the best events ever. And as well they should. I got a chance to spend some time with Jeff, just moments, Jeff's wife, just moments, and Jeff's daughter. What a sweetheart. They're collecting coats for a community project, 12 years old, just doing a great job. So if you were up there and we got to say hi again, and if you missed me, sad for you. I'm a very congenial guy. And finally, for all the folks that we got to meet on Sunday, my good friend Darren Lander and I were down at Southmore Golf Course at the Folds of Honor Golf Tournament. It's the first one that they've run. Folds of Honor, we didn't know a great deal about it till we got there. We learned a great deal while we were there. Organization founded to provide scholarships, educational assistance to survivors, spouses, and children of those lost military members that were lost. And we got to meet one young lady whose scholarship got her through school and got her master's degree, and now she's actively employed and doing a great job. That was very impressive. Very, very impressive indeed. All right, our golf game wasn't that good. But then again, they had a bunch of ringers. Holy cow, took us to the cleaners. But It was for a great cause. I'm learning more about Folds of Honor. My good friend Fred Keck has introduced us, and we hope to maybe at some point get Fred on the show and tell us more about Folds of Honor and share that with all of you. Voice of an Angel says we've got to take a break. 610-720-7900. Gene at AskMTM.com works very, very well. And MoreThanMoneyOnline.com works well as well. There's a lot of wells in there. It's a very deep subject. Sorry. That was bad. 610-720-7900. We're back after this with you on More Than Money.
Keep on giving.
Welcome back to the home of explanations. There's lots of things I can't explain, however. John's one of those. Go away. Just go away. I'll nurse this. I'll be fine. No, I don't trust you. I don't know what you might do.
I'm going to fill your cup.
No, you're going to be fine. I'm going to be fine. Thank you so much. It was very kind of you. Go back to your side. You're making me nervous now. You're invading my personal space. I made all that up. 610-720-7900. Gene at AskMTM.com, MoreThanMoneyOnline.com. Apparently, Chuck was not the pump primer that we had expected, because Chuck called almost right away, and then Ofer. 610-720-7900. If you'd like to be the pump primer, we would be glad to invite you to do so. You're with More Than Money. You've got Gene Dickinson, your host. 8:35. It is indeed a fall morning. It is gray. It is drizzly. When I hit the floor this morning, a little bit before 5, it was 45 degrees at our house. I think a week ago it was 75 degrees at about the same time. But, you know, it has warmed up a lot. When I was driving over from the office, 7:30-ish, it was 46. So it's zooming. It's just, all right, I made that up. 610-720-7900. I have a fistful of emails, and we're going to attack one right now. Young lady writes, I have a good job, a great credit score. I stay within my budget, and I'm contributing enough to my 401k to get all my company match. I have a car I bought for cash and savings, and she puts in parentheses, not enough yet, okay, savings in the bank. I'm really proud of what I've been able to do pretty much all on my own. My dad really hasn't been in my life since I was little, and mom has struggled. Here's my question. My boyfriend and I have been together for about 2 years. He's a really good guy, and we've talked about getting married, but dun, dun, dun. He's terrible with money. He's got a good job, but he spends way more than he makes. He's got student loans, a car loan, and a couple pretty big credit cards. I don't know what his credit score is, but I can't imagine it's very good. And maybe worst of all, it doesn't seem to bother him. What should I do so this doesn't mess up our future together? I've heard you talk about your three daughters on your show. I'm 28, and I'm hoping you'll give me the same kind of advice you would give your own daughter. No pressure. Well, first of all, let's start with the positives. You're killing it. You're doing a fabulous job. Good for you. Good for you. And when I say you're killing it, I'm not just talking about financially. I'm not talking about financially, because you are clearly a very, very bright young woman, and you've thought through things very, very clearly. And that's, sadly, it's unusual. And I'm not saying it's unusual in a 28-year-old woman. I'm saying it's unusual. Period. people are not, sadly, very introspective. They're not very thoughtful about these kinds of things or about lots of things. So I'm very impressed. I'm very impressed what you've accomplished. I'm very impressed that you've done it largely on your own. I'm very impressed that you've done it kind of in spite of some of the things that a lot of folks would say, well, hey, I can't do very well because I've got these things that have happened to me in the past. You haven't done that. You've done a great job. However, you invite me to speak to you as if you were another daughter. And so I will do so. First, I'll talk to you as a dad first, and then I'll talk to you as a financial advisor. As a dad, this guy's got to go. This guy's not worthy of you. This guy has not stepped up. He's had 2 years to see how hard you work, all the good choices you make, the way you live your life, what's important to you. And has he responded by going, hey, I want to be like that? No. So in my opinion, he is showing a lack of judgment, a lack of good judgment, in my opinion. Now, I'm talking as a dad now. Dads are incredibly hard on guys that are interested in their daughters because there isn't a guy made who is worthy of any of my daughters. To be fair, there isn't a guy made worthy of any of you lovely women out there. We're barely housebroken, for God's sakes. So it isn't a question of what you should hold out and wait until you find the perfect man. They don't exist. But should you find someone who is worthy of you? Sure. Absolutely. And again, worthy doesn't mean perfect, but worthy means that you're pulling in the same direction. That you have a very similar set of values. Things that are important to you are important to him and vice versa. That doesn't appear to be the case. Now, that doesn't necessarily, now I'm switching my hat. Now I'm a financial advisor. You say he's a really good guy and you've talked about getting married. Okay. Let's assume for a second that that's really important to you and that that's the direction you really want to go. Then what I would, as a financial advisor, recommend you do is require this young man to get his act together before you get married. Get the credit cards paid off. Start living on a budget. Stop being a child. Stop spending less than he makes. Get all of his loans current, up to date, paid ahead if possible, get some savings in the bank. You may not be the right person to train him to do this, although to be perfectly honest, you may very well be the right person. You've done a great job. You've done a fabulous job. You've got all the basics. You've got all the components, and you're doing them really, really well. So if he cares about you, if this is a meaningful relationship to him, if indeed you're talking about marriage and he's serious about that, then you might very well be the person that can motivate him to do the right thing. Or not. Don't know. And you may or may not want to be. You may not. I mean, you want to be his wife. You don't want to be his mom. Right? Although for all of us who are married here, we're all looking at each other going, is there really a difference? Once she starts kicking my butt, it feels an awful lot like, yes, mom. I mean, sweetheart. You may want to encourage him to a Financial Peace University, for example, a Dave Ramsey program, very, very good program. You might want to encourage him. You might want to go with him. You might want to support him in that. But you also, and now I'm wearing two hats, which looks really stupid, plus the headsets. I think that's what really makes it ridiculous. As a father and a financial advisor, you've got to set a very reasonable but very clear time frame. Should he be able to get his act together in a year? Oh, sure. No question about it. And if he doesn't, See ya. Sad. I don't make light of that. It's finding someone to care about, not the easiest thing in the world to do. Giving up on a relationship that seems to have promise, very, very challenging, very, very difficult. But I would far rather you find all of this out now than a year or two after you've said I do. I hope I helped a little. 610-720-7900. Those are tough. Goodness gracious. 610-720-7900. Very nice. Gene at AskMTM.com, MoreThanMoneyOnline.com. Apparently daughters are killing it. Our daughter just started her first job. She's loving it. She's got her first apartment, first furniture, first electric bills. Good for them. So money is a little tight for her. We know how important it is for her to get started right away with her 401k, but she just can't afford to spare the money. Can we put money in her 401k for her? Oh, that's beautiful. That's beautiful. First of all, congratulations to your daughter. First job, first apartment, first furniture. When I bought my first home 1,000 years ago, south side of Allentown, down near the Good Shepherd home, St. John Street. Good friend of mine had just gotten married. He and his wife had just bought their first home down off of Emmaus Avenue in South End, a few blocks over from South 4th Street and Emmaus Avenue. Nice house. They had a cool house. My house was all right. But we had both made the similar plunge. We had secured our home and spent basically our last dollars, which means when we moved in, we had nothing to sit on. I remember my mom and dad had, do you remember TV tables? The little metal trays that had fold-up stands that, hey, we're going to have dinner in front of the TV tonight. That was a cool thing to do in the 60s and 70s. Oh, goodness. So mom gave me a couple of the old TV tables. They were pretty beat up. So what? They were fabulous. Are you kidding me? And my friend and I would, if I remember right, it was Thursday nights. There were two trash nights in Allentown. One was for quote-unquote garbage, you know, foodstuffs and one was for large items, and we'd jump in his pickup truck and we'd drive all over town. If you found a chair that only had like one broken leg, yes, this is fabulous. This is great. It only has one broken leg, because one is pretty easy to fix. Three is a little tougher. Although we found all kinds of stuff, we had a grand time. It was great fun. So God bless your daughter. So here's the good news. Here's the bad news. Can you put money in her 401k for her? No. There's no mechanism that allows. What is that, John? That's weird. There's no mechanism that I'm familiar with that allows a parent or a friend or an outsider to kind of get into the 401k stream and make contributions. So the answer is no. But do not despair. With a little cooperation from your daughter, you can do something that's, in my opinion, probably just as good. Let's pick a number. I'm picking it out of thin air. Let's say you want to put $4,800 into her 401k for her, $400 a month. What you would do with her cooperation is have her sign up for her 401k. Have them withhold that $400 to go into the 401k. It's a payroll deduction. It gets deposited directly into the 401k. And then you make a gift to her. You write a check to her for $400 each month. That way, the end result is the $400 goes into the 401k. She still has the same cash available to pay her bills. And you're getting exactly what you want to get. But you're doing it in a way that works, that fits. So can you go direct? I'm not familiar with any 401k plans that accept outside contributions. I'm not familiar with that. But I am familiar with a pretty simple process where have your daughter sign up, have her make that contribution, and whatever amount it is, if $400 a month is fabulous, $100 a month is fabulous, getting her started, you're absolutely right. The sooner she gets started, the sooner she'll get bit by the bug. Because it really is. It's a fabulous, 401k is a fabulous tool for encouraging people. Because you don't tend to pay attention to it, and then you get a statement 6 months later, a year later, and go, well, holy crap, I haven't really paid attention. I've got $5,000 saved, and it's been pretty painless. Wow, this is pretty cool. And once you get the bug, it's fabulous. 610-720-7900, Gene at AskMTM.com. John, isn't it always true that when it rains, people don't call? And isn't it always also true that when it's really sunny, people don't call? And then sometimes when it's rainy, the people call nonstop. And then there are lots of times when it's sunny, calls never end. It's the way radio is. 610-720-7900, Gene at AskMTM.com, MoreThanMoneyOnline.com. Oh, this is one we got to cover. This is one that we were unhappy with this week, but it is what it is. A young lady writes, I know that people with IRAs who are over 70 can send their distributions to their church without paying income tax. That is true. I'm 66 and I want to do that. Can I do it tax-free too? Any theories from the audience? You in the third row. Go ahead. Oh, go ahead. No, sadly, that's incorrect. No, she can't. She can, kind of. Kind of. And that's kind of an odd answer to a financial question, but here's how it works. Currently, current tax law, husband and wife are 70 plus. Their standard deduction is $24,000 a year. Got it. So in order for them to itemize, use Schedule A. Their Schedule A deductions, medical expenses, real estate taxes, in mortgage interest, et cetera, et cetera, contributions, charitable contributions, must be higher than $24,000. That doesn't apply to very many people. That's not normal. The vast majority of people, their Schedule A, especially when they're 70 and above, likely their house is paid off. Real estate taxes might be modest. Medical expenses, getting those deducted is tough because there's so much of an offset. Charitable deductions are reasonable. The answer is typically no. They're not going to itemize. They're going to take the $24,000 as a standard deduction. So if they're over 70 and they want to take their RMD or some piece of it, let's say it's $10,000, and send it directly to their church, it is not taxable to them, and it's above and beyond $24,000. Fabulous. I mean, you want to talk about fabulous. If you are listening to my show this morning and you find yourself being 70 and a half or older, forget that for a moment. If you find yourself subject to the required minimum distribution from your IRA, and if you are making contributions to charities, whether that be your church or other charities that you're really committed to, you really, really, really want to stop and change how you're doing that and send it directly from your IRA to the charity, because it will end up stretching your dollars. You will be able to do that and pay no income tax up to about $100,000 a year. Once you get to giving away $100,000 a year or so, call me and then we'll figure out better ways. But up to $100,000, it works really well. If you are 66, it doesn't work that way. You can absolutely have your IRA send the distribution directly to your church. That part's easy. It's how it's handled by the IRS that's very different. It is not considered a direct distribution. It is, because it's not your RMD. So it will be reported to the IRS as a distribution from your IRA. It will increase your taxable income. Does that mean necessarily that you'll pay more income tax? No. No, because the higher standard deduction, $24,000, may be enough when coupled with the lower income tax rates that came into effect in 2018, that you may be fine. You may end up paying very little, if any, tax at all anyway. But you might. Almost no way to know that unless you spend a few minutes with your professional tax preparer. Do what's referred to as a pro forma, a demo, a what if, a trial balloon. Call it what you will. It's just a function of sitting in October or November and saying, what if I do it this way? What's that do to my taxes? Rather than waiting until next March and just going, throw it in there, tell me what the pain is. Because if you do it one way, it may be more beneficial than another. But until you are 70, 4 years from now, that's what you got. You're still going to support your church. And you just want to do it in the smartest financial way that you can. 610-720-7900. John, I thought you were in charge of phone calls. John went, so? Yeah. Move it right along, monkey boy. Whoa. John getting a little rude over there. After I called him Bigfoot, I crossed a line. Well, hey, with the size of his feet, he was already crossing the line. 610-720-7900. How much time do we have for?
We're paying attention.
Apparently I wasn't paying attention. Jeez, oh whiz. You know what? Then I'm going to save that for the top of the hour. I'm going to do one that I think I can do in 3 minutes. A gentleman writes, I changed jobs in the spring. My old 401k is still with my old company. I started my new 401k and my new job in June. What should I do with my old 401k? As often is the case, when I get very brief emails that don't give me a lot of background detail, the answer is it depends. And it really does. I don't know your age. I don't know how far you are from retirement. I don't know how happy or unhappy you were with your old 401k investments. I don't know how happy, unhappy you might be with your current 401k investments. And there's just too many moving parts I don't know about. Now, I can give you some sense of what your options are. Number one, you can leave it right where it is. If you're happy, unless it's very, very small, lots of 401k plans kick you out if you have less than $5,000. But if you can, if it's substantial, leave it right where it is. there's no, normally, there's no requirement that they kick you out. Number two, you can typically roll it into your new 401k plan. And if you're happy with your new 401k plan, you're happy with the investments, you're happy, 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 and you're 15, 20, 25 years away from retirement, that might be a very good option and clean things up and keep things simple. And you can roll it to an IRA. You may decide that there are things in that you would like to invest in that your 401k does not permit you to invest in. 401ks give you a menu. You get to pick from the menu. You don't get to tell the 401k what you want the menu to be. If you walk into Taco Bell and order a Big Mac, they're going to suggest to you that you might want to go elsewhere. Actually, Taco Bell's pretty reasonable. They might make it up for you. But bottom line is, if you want individual stocks, if you want an annuity, if you want guarantees, if you want you want municipal bonds? Nah, don't do that. Just kidding. If you want something that's not found in your current 401k, you can roll the old 401k to an IRA and pick and choose and have your own selections, have your own personal financial advisor manage the money for you, and there may be an advantage there. So leave it where it is, move it to your 401k, roll it to an IRA. There's lots of options. Which is best for you? It depends. Depends. Voice of an Angel says, coming to the top of the hour. That means we've got one more full hour. Actually, one more partial hour. By the time we get all said and done, it's about 49 minutes. So if you have a question or if you have a comment, you've got a concern, now would be the time to get yourself online, 610-720-7900. Now would be the time to email me, gene@askmtm.com, and become part of our show. Did I cover it all? John says A-OK. 610-720-7900. We'll take your calls after this on More Than Money.